Hello, and welcome to No Extra Notes. I'm your host, Richard Zaru. Today on the show, we welcome Kirsten Volness. Kirsten, welcome to the show. Can you please tell us about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Minnesota, about an hour south of Minneapolis, and started playing piano when I was 4 years old. I was in the high school band, played tenor saxophone, accompanied the choirs, was really involved with music from a very early age. And then when I went to college, I decided to major in piano performance. And that changed my senior year when I started taking composition lessons with Judith Lang Zamont, which convinced me to become a composer. And then I spent 5 years at the University of Michigan doing grad school. And now I live in Providence, Rhode Island, where I teach privately and work on pieces and put on concerts from time to time with my friends.
What do you think have been some of your biggest influences?
I think most of my influences come from the pop music world because that's what I grew up listening to. I guess some favorites would include Stevie Wonder, Herbie Hancock, Modesky Martin and Wood, Piazzolla, Brahms, Ravel, the Pixies. I love the Pixies. And, I mean, it's quite a spectrum.
And what are you working on right now?
Well, right now I'm finishing up a piece for a group called the Uncanny Valley, who are based out of Hartford, Connecticut. It's a cello percussion duo, and I'm finishing up the electronic part for them. And the piece should be premiered sometime in May. And also I have a project in the works. I just recently was named winner of the 2010 Rhode Island State Council on the Arts Fellowship in Music Composition. So I've been blessed with some funding to put together a concert tour. Hope to do a show in Boston, Providence, and New York this summer sometime.
All right. Can you tell us about the first piece we'll be listening to?
This piece is a piano quartet that I wrote in 2006 called Kerfa, spelled H-V-E-R-F-A, and it's Icelandic for to disappear or to vanish. It was very much influenced by Icelandic pop music, like Sigur Rós, Mum, and Björk, of whom I've been an adoring fan for as long as I can remember. But I guess I was, in this piece, trying to slow down a bit to make longer phrases and just simplify, because a lot of my music up to the point to this point was very dense and quick-moving and constantly changing. So I tried to do something different. And this is what came out. And if you're in Boston next Thursday, the Boston New Music Initiative is having their inaugural concert in Jamaica Plain at St. John's Parish at 7:30 p.m. And this will be on the program. But this recording you're going to hear is from the performance last June at the American Composers Alliance Summer Festival. And it's being performed by the Kalo Ensemble at Symphony Space.
Thank you.
Quick fire question time. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Do you compose at the piano, computer, or other?
I compose at the computer and at the piano, but a lot of times just walking around or when I'm falling asleep at night.
Favorite color?
If the color of twilight were a color that I could put in paint, that'd be my favorite color. All the shades.
And finally, East or West Coast?
New England is nice, but the West Coast is definitely more my style.
And what is the second piece we'll be listening to today?
The next piece is called Tree of Life, and it's for string quartet and electronics, and I wrote it in 2008. It was commissioned by the BMI Foundation to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Colorado Quartet and the 30th anniversary of Symphony Space. The piece is in three movements, and they are connected by interludes in the full version. It can also be performed as an acoustic suite. And one of the ideas that went into this piece giving it its title, is the Tree of Life, which shows up in lots of spiritual traditions over the course of history. And it's thought to be a place connecting the heavens to the earth and the underworld, and a path between them. And so the piece involves ideas like that, the supernatural world and the natural world coming into contact with one another. And then also, I was interested in Japanese art for a while and studied the sacred art in Japan through like their temples and other Buddhist sort of things. But one of the ideas that really interested me was the Shinto folk religion in Japan, in which they believe that kami, or spirits, inhabit mountains and waterfalls and other special sort of natural features. And they these kami come to visit, and they can bring blessings or they can bring trouble. So they, the Japanese people, keep their shrines up and keep the spirits happy. And so I was thinking, with these three movements, that I would do a set of character pieces based on the three types of trees that I think are most interesting, or that I, you know, have a certain affinity for. The first movement is called White Birch. The second is Weeping Willow. And the last movement is called Coast Redwood. And this performance is from the Pixelorations Festival last fall in Providence. Andy Springer and Francesca Andereg are playing violin. Sarah Lemons is on viola. And Rose Bellini is playing cello.
Thank you.
Thank you for downloading and listening to No Extra Notes. This podcast is copyright 2010, No Extra Notes. Our theme music was written by Sarah Horick. I'm your host, Richard Zaru, and I hope you download us next week at noextranotes.wordpress.com.